Well, in past broadcasts, I have been examining the term Judeo-Christianity, and I have tried to show that the words by themselves are mutually exclusive. That is, if you accept one, you must reject the other. You know, if you're going to accept Judaism, then you must reject Christianity, and if you're going to accept Christianity, you must reject Judaism. Another fallacy that we often hear is that Jesus Christ proclaimed the Jewish faith. Now, I've never heard anything so ridiculous, but that's what people are saying. And it's said by prominent Christians and prominent Christian pastors in this country today. But we've already examined the roots of Judaism, and we have seen that the Jewish faith bears little, if any, resemblance to Christianity. And I'm going to tell you something, ladies and gentlemen. Jesus Christ never proclaimed the Jewish faith. No, not once. Jesus always spoke of and taught the gospel of the kingdom of God. He did not preach Judaism. Now, I could quote to you scripture after scripture after scripture to support this, but I'm just going to give you one. You can look the rest up for yourselves. Matthew chapter 9, verse 35. And Jesus went about all the cities and villages, teaching in their synagogues and preaching the gospel of the kingdom and healing every sickness and every disease among the people. What did he do? He went about the cities and villages, teaching in their synagogues. In whose synagogues? In the synagogues of the Jews. And he did not teach Judaism there. He preached the gospel of the kingdom of God. That's what he preached there. Likewise, Christ never sent his disciples to teach Judaism. He went to the synagogues, all right, just like Christ did. But he sent them to preach the kingdom of God. And again, I can give you many applications of this in Scripture, but again, we will just look at one in Luke chapter 9, verse 2. And he sent them to preach the kingdom of God and to heal the sick. Now, I'm going to tell you something, ladies and gentlemen. The kingdom of God is not the Jewish faith. Christ well understood the roots of Judaism, and he warned of these roots, these types of a leavening process, that is, the teachings of the false religion of the Pharisees called Judaism. He also taught of a false economic system of the Sadducees, who are the money changers of the world today, and he also taught a political leaven of the Herodians. But before we look at those things briefly, we should look and see what leaven is. I want to read you a definition out of Wilson's Dictionary of Bible Types on leaven. It says there that in every place where leaven is mentioned, it is a type of evil teachings, evil doctrines, and evil practices. It is always to be put away and is to cast out as an unclean thing. The gospel is never called leaven. Nothing good is ever found in leaven. In every place it is mentioned, leaven is defiling and is to be put away. So what then is leaven by this definition? Well, leaven is evil. Leaven is Judaism. Leaven is apostasy or corruption of Hebrewism and Christianity, which has crept into the gospel of the kingdom of God until the whole loaf or the entire kingdom is being leavened. But now let us look at the leaven of the Pharisees, Sadducees, and Herodians, and we're just going to look at these briefly. I could spend hours on each one of them, but just briefly now. Leaven of the Pharisees. While the Pharisees and the Sadducees could not agree on many things, they were both teachers of a type of Judaism, and Christ called it leaven. Let's go to our Bibles, the Gospel of Luke. The Gospel of Luke, chapter 12, verses 1 through 3. Now, we're not going to have time to read them all, but we'll take a look at the first verse. In the meantime, when there were gathered together an innumerable multitude of people, insomuch that they trode one upon the other, he began to say unto his disciples, first of all, now this is Christ's exact words, first of all, beware ye of the leaven of the Pharisees, which is hypocrisy. What does Christ say about those who practice Judaism? He says, first of all, not second of all, not third of all, or not fourthly, but first of all, beware ye of the leaven of the Pharisees. In other words, first of all, beware of the teachings of the Pharisees who are teaching Judaism. Now, let me ask you, does it make any sense at all that Christ would have us merge Judaism and Christianity into a thing called Judeo-Christianity when he specifically told the apostles to beware ye of the leaven of the Pharisees? To beware ye of the leaven of Judaism, which is hypocrisy? Would Christ do that today? I don't think so, not for a minute. Christ would have us reject all teachings of Judaism and stick to the Word of God from Genesis to Revelations. That's what he'd have us do. Now remember, Phariseeism has not changed since the days of Christ. Remember, we talked about a man named Rabbi Louis Finkelstein. He was once the head of the Jewish Theological Seminary of America, and this is what he said. Now, Judaism, that is, Phariseeism, became Talmudism. Talmudism became medieval rabbinism, and medieval rabbinism became modern rabbinism. The religion of the scribes and the Pharisees, ladies and gentlemen, was Judaism, and Judaism is simply a recent name for Phariseeism, and no matter what you call it, it is diametrically opposed to the teaching of the prophets, the apostles, and Christ. There can be no such thing as Judeo-Christianity. Let's move on now to the leaven of the Sadducees, because Christ also warned of this leaven, Matthew chapter 16, verse 6. Then Jesus said unto them, take heed and beware of the leaven of the Pharisees and of the Sadducees. So he's getting them both here in one verse. Now these Sadducees were materialists. Yeah, they were materialists. They were the holders of the wealth in society, and those who hold the wealth of a country pull the purse strings and shape the economics of a country. I think it was the mighty banker Rothschild. You know, Rothschild himself, a practitioner of what? That's right, you guessed it, Judaism. He said this, let me issue the currency of a country, and I care not who makes its laws. Now, why would he say such a thing? Because he knows if he controls the issue of currency of a country, the laws don't make any difference. He can buy laws. But historically, it has always been the Jews, the practitioners of Judaism, who have always been the money changers of the world. They were the money changers in the temple during the days of Jesus Christ, and he had to run them out of there. And they are the bankers of the world today, and we ought to listen and see what Christ did to them. But anyhow, is it any wonder that Christ warned us to take heed and beware of the leaven of the Sadducees? So now let's look at the third type of leaven, the leaven of the Herodians. The last type that Christ warned us about. We find this in Mark chapter 8, verse 15. It's Mark chapter 8, verse 15. And he charged them, saying, take heed, beware of the leaven of the Pharisees and the leaven of Herod. Now, Herod at this time is dead. But it should seem obvious that by their name, the Herodians did not exist before the time of Herod. Now, if you remember your history, Herod was the son of Antipater. Antipater was an Idumean by race. He was also, the wife of Antipater was named Cypros. She was an Arabian by race. So Herod, like his father, also married an Idumean. That would be of Esau. And Herod ruled from about 47 BC until shortly after the birth of Christ. So Herod was a political leader, and the disciples are warned to beware of the false political ideology and teachings of whom? Of the Herodians. Why? Well, the Herodians supported rule by the Romans, or rule by man rather than rule by God. But nothing's changed. Today, most people are still supporting the rule of man rather than the rule by God, and thus a type of Herodians are with us and ruling unto this day. Going back to scriptures, in the case of Herod, Israel was not allowed to have anyone rule over them who would introduce strange customs and strange gods as Solomon's wives introduced to the people. But even more importantly, their ruler must be one of the brethren of Israel, a brother being a person within the bloodline of the 12 tribes of Israel, and Herod was not one of those because he was an Idumean by race. His daddy was an Idumean, his mother was an Arabian. So they should have rejected him, but they did not, did they? Could they have been possible that these people were actually of Esau rather than Israelites? But in any event, we have seen that Christ warned of the three types of leaven, the first being the false religion of the Pharisees called Judaism, the second being the economic system of the Sadducees, who are the money changers of the world. And the third leaven he warned about was the political leaven of the Herodians. Boy, I'll tell you one thing, as I read Scripture that I do not see, we do not see our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, endorsing Judaism anywhere, nor do we see him attempting to reconcile the two, and obviously because there can be no such thing, there can be no such thing as Judeo-Christianity. But today we see the pulpits of America filled with false prophets controlled by the Pharisees. We see the economics of the nation in the hands of a false economic system controlled by a Sadducee in their Federal Reserve system. And we see the political offices of our nation puffed up with Herodian-type hypocrites. I want you to remember now that a little leaven leavens the whole loaf. And if you will buy the corruption of Judeo-Christianity, how long will it be before you buy all of Judaism? Of course, leaven does its work very slowly. Perhaps you will accept the concept of Judeo-Christianity in your lifetime, and it will be your children or your children's children who will accept Judaism because you accepted Judeo-Christianity.